The power of weakness, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 2 to 10. I am all right with weaknesses, insults, disasters, harassments, and stressful situations for the sake of Lord. Because when I am weak, then I am strong. This Paul's confession reminded me of one TED Talk entitled The Power of Vulnerability by Brené Brown. As a PhD student in social work, Brené started researching connection because she thought connection is why all of us are here, and it is what gives purpose and meaning to our lives. While she was researching it, she ran into absolutely unraveled connection, and she figured it out, that is shame. Shame makes people think that they are not worthy of connection, and actually it is universal. We all have it. I'm not good enough, I'm not thin enough, I'm not rich enough, I'm not beautiful enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not promoted enough. Brené found that the thing that underpinned this was excruciating vulnerability. Therefore, she tried to understand how vulnerability works and how she outsmarts it. While she was studying, she was wondering, why do we struggle with vulnerability so much? Am I alone in struggling with vulnerability? So she posted some questions on Twitter and Facebook like, how would you define vulnerability? What makes you feel vulnerable? And within an hour and a half, she had 150 responses. This shows that anyone cannot be completely free from vulnerability. We all come face to face with our own vulnerability. How fragile we are and how weak we are through our everyday life. But it is not easy at all. So most of us try to hide it or neglect it rather than boldly face it. There might be many reasons, but the main reason would be no one really knows how to deal with one's own vulnerability. In today's scripture, 2 Corinthians, from Paul, we find a great model of dealing with one's own vulnerability. Paul's speech from 2 Corinthians chapter 11 to today's text, we call it the fool's speech because he addressed himself as fool. At that time in the Corinthian church, there were some people who made a lot of trouble by boasting about themselves, doubting and challenging Paul's authority. For those who were boasting about what they have, Paul also was boasting about himself. But it was different. He was boasting of all the difficulty, suffering, hardship, and persecution that he had experienced. He was boasting of his weakness. In verse 11:30, Paul said, "If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness." Actually, Paul had many sources of pride compared to others. However, he voluntarily chose to be a fool and reveal his weakness. And in verse 12:5, he even said, "On behalf of such an one, I will boast, but on my own behalf, I will not boast, except of my weaknesses." In general, we feel it's hard to reveal our own vulnerability and weakness to others. So it is much harder to reveal them to those who criticize us and drag us down. But Paul revealed all of them, including the thing that he was very personally struggling with. He confessed that a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me, to keep me from being too elated. We don't have a clue about what this thorn was, but we can surmise that it made him hurt, feel pain, and suffering. Although he knew that God gave him this thorn to keep him from being too elated, he appealed to the Lord three times that it would leave him. But God responded, My grace is sufficient for you. This means that even though he was struggling with pain and suffering, God's grace for Paul is enough, sufficient, because his power is made perfect in weakness. Paradoxically, the more we have weakness, the more we have a chance to experience the grace of God. As we shared for the last 2 weeks, when we feel our own weakness and when we face to our own vulnerability, we finally look for God's grace. Although we were staying with Jesus all the time in the same boat, we finally look for Jesus when we were within an inch of our life. Although we were struggling with pain and suffering for 12 years, we look for Jesus as a final resort. We seek Jesus only after we tried all the things that this world can offer to us. When we feel our weakness and vulnerability the most, then we realize the power of Jesus Christ at last, and we ask for his power and grace. Today, we feel it is so difficult to find the power of Jesus Christ in the world that we live in. This world asks us to show off our strength and our ability, not our weakness and vulnerability. Therefore, while we are living as Christians, we try to rely upon our own power, talent, skill, and ability rather than the grace and power of the Lord. Maybe we don't allow any room for Jesus to show his grace and power in our lives. However, we should remember what Paul confessed. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. Paul experienced the grace of God the most when he was struggling with pain, suffering, condemnation, intimidation, and persecution. In his weakness, he was faced with the situation that made him cannot help but pray. Rather than this time of prayer, made him experience the sufficient grace of God more deeply. The place where he had to face his weakness became the place where he witnessed the power and grace of God. Therefore, in spite of indignity, poverty, hunger, thirst, pain, and suffering, he heard the voice of God saying, "My grace is sufficient for you, for power is made perfect in weakness." And he confessed, "I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong." Coming back to the story of the power of vulnerability. From thousands of stories and hundreds of long interviews in her study, Brenn divided people into two groups: people who have a strong sense of worthiness and people who struggle for it, always wondering if they are good enough. And she found very important common features in the people who have a strong sense of worthiness. What they had in common was firstly a sense of courage. Especially, they had a courage to be imperfect. Also, they had the compassion to be kind to themselves first and then to others. And they were willing to be an authentic self rather than to be whom they thought they should be. The other thing they had in common was that they fully embraced their own vulnerability. They believed what made them vulnerable made them beautiful. According to Brenn, vulnerability is the core of shame and fear and our struggle for worthiness. But it appears that it's also the birthplace of joy, creativity, belonging, and love. From Paul, we already witnessed this. Where he faced, embraced, and revealed his weakness and vulnerability, he experienced the grace of God, which is sufficient for him, and the power of God, which is made perfect in weakness. Actually, the reason Why Paul revealed his weakness and boasted that his weakness is his strength was not only for himself, but also for all the people in the Corinthian church. He wished that all believers find the grace and power of Jesus Christ in their weakness, and he believed as they were faced with each other's weakness and vulnerability, there can be more great power and grace of Jesus Christ. God wants to reveal all of his grace and power for us. So he called all of us to be here as a church together. As we are faced with each other's weakness and vulnerability in Christ, we could more deeply witness his grace and power in us. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, I hope this church could be the channel of God's grace and power for those who were struggling. In some ways, we all are struggling with many reasons in our life. We are all sick, weak, lonely, fragile, and vulnerable. But in Christ Jesus, we are all accepted. We all are loved and cared for. We are all restored. And we all are transformed as God intends us to be. Let us listen attentively to Paul's confession of faith. I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardship, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. Let us be courageous not to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect, since no one is perfect. Only God is perfect. And let us reveal all of our weakness and vulnerability in front of Jesus Christ and boldly embrace them. The place where all of our weakness and vulnerability come face to face with each other will be the place of healing, restoration, and new beginning by the power, grace, and love of Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise God. Amen.